Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lads Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, February 21st. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the senior pastor of the First United Methodist Church of Commerce, Valerie Englert. Birthdays, Barbara Jordan, the Houston congresswoman and orator, born this day in 1936. She addressed the Democratic Party convention in 1976 and noted that the Democrats had been meeting to nominate candidates for president since 1832.
But there is something different about tonight. There is something special about tonight. What is different? What is special? I, Barbara Jordan, am a keynote speaker.
On this day in history, on February 21st, 1848, Karl Marx publishes the Communist Manifesto. In 1965, civil rights leader Malcolm X is assassinated at an appearance in New York City. This young man witnessed the assassination.
I turned around to look at Malcolm, and I remember him saying, "Stay calm, stay cool." And I remember hearing over my right shoulder the gunfire. And then Malcolm's hand was up like that, still in the greeting and still exhorting everybody to stay calm when he fell backwards.
In 1972, President Richard Nixon arrives for an historic visit to communist China. This is from CNN.
We, of course, are under no illusions that 20 years of hostility between the People's Republic of China and the United States of America are going to be swept away by 1 week of talks.
42 years ago, President Richard Nixon left for China. He became the first U.S. president to visit the communist country, ending two decades of isolation. Nixon went to political and cultural sites in the country, beginning the process of establishing diplomatic and trade relations. He would later call the eight-day tour the week that changed the world.
At the top of the charts on this day in 1984, Van Halen and Jump. On the KETR events calendar this Saturday, starting at 11 a.m., a chili cook-off at The Rail, 900 Main Street in downtown Commerce, to raise money for the Commerce Skate Park Project. The event features live music and a first prize of $200. For more information, call 903-886-8132, 903-886-8132. A chili cook-off to benefit the Commerce Skate Park Project, starting at 11 a.m. this Saturday at The Rail, 900 Main Street in downtown Commerce. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Valerie Englert, the senior pastor of the First United Methodist Church of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Our thought for the day, Valerie: optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence. And that comes from Helen Keller. Boy, I kind of think that's basically true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to talk with Valerie today about heaven.
Yes, indeed.
But in particular, the reason is because there have been a couple of books that have been very, very popular books, bestseller books. So this is very much in the popular culture right now. And one is called Proof of Heaven, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife by Eben Alexander. The other is called Heaven is for Real, A Little Boy's Astounding Story of His Trip to Heaven and Back by Todd Burpo and Lynn Vincent. And I'll bet a lot of our listeners have read either one or both of those of
mm-hmm.
those books.
Mm-hmm.
Been very, very well-selling and popular books. What is the popularity of these books? Tell us about the culture.
Well, I can only guess, John Mark. We know in some ways that our lives will end. And I think there is some anxiety wrapped up in, okay, so is this it? If my life ends, when my life ends, is that it? Or is there something else? And I think that we seek security.
What do you make of near-death experiences in general? These two books are by no means the only stories of having died, basically gone to heaven, and then come back to this this mortal world. So these stories, and they are remarkably similar stories that people tell.
They are. I guess I try to take a humble approach to hearing these stories. I imagine that people are telling these stories in as much honesty as they can muster.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's not up to me to say that they happened or not.
Now, you said that your own father-in-law had some sort of experience like that.
He had. He had indeed. When he was 63 years old, he had a horrific stroke, and they finally were able to resuscitate him. And afterwards, he described this experience that he had. I remember him describing this scene of sunflowers and this feeling that he had of being very, very, very happy. And I think he had a feeling afterwards of disappointment when they did resuscitate him and he came to and he realized that he still had the physical limitations that he had. And so I think that was a very significant experience for him.
We're talking with Valerie Englert, who's the senior pastor of the First United Methodist Church of Commerce. And we're talking on the subject of heaven, which we've tackled a fairly difficult subject here, yes. Valerie. It's a little bit challenging here to deal with it in 5 or 6 minutes. Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke, he said, "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Mm. And so to some extent, we're well-intentioned in wanting proof of
yes.
heaven, as the title of the Eben Alexander book says. So ultimately, does this not have to just be an article of faith?
Well, I think it does. One of the issues that I have with how stories like this can play out in our culture is that someone shares something that had happened to them, as in a near-death experience, and that is something that is very, very personal, and it's actually very tender. And when a person shares that, they're very vulnerable in front of us. And what gives me pause is how some people will take something that tender and try to turn it into a proof of his or her notion of how heaven exists. And so that, you know, and then we can beat each other up to play out here.
You're looking to play a card that ends the debate, ends the discussion. And
right.
Having said that, though, it's fine for these books to be out there and for people to read the books. And if they get if their faith is bolstered by that, then more's the good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Heaven may not be a place. That doesn't mean that heaven does not exist, because when we're talking about the mind of God and God's intentions, what do we know? How this might play out in God's dream for how things should be. I mean, when we're talking about God's imagination and God's mind, the sky is not even the limit, it's even beyond that.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you, John Mark.
Valerie Englert is the senior pastor of the First United Methodist Church of Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.